Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I say it every week. I know you're tired of hearing it. Then get involved. Make it tough. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we fix things, in all sincerity. All right, a lot happening over the weekend. You know, Kimberly Maroon's going to join me right after the break. And I'm sure she's got a lot to say. But you know, you talk about all these, we talk about these double standards. You know, the media right now making fun of guys like me. They really are. Because, oh, they're talking about double standards. You know, Trump is guilty as heck. Like, really? I love this. You know, when you turn around and you look at all the things again, this isn't a what if. This is a reality. When you look at all the things that Hunter Biden, Obama, Clinton did, again, you know, to break the law. I mean, what are you supposed to think? No, really, what are you supposed to think when you see that happening, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, they're going to blame Trump for this, too. And it's funny, because all he's doing is saying what people are thinking. Right? He really is. He talked about a great anger being built up among people today. Frankly, on both sides of the aisle. Right? And he's right. He is 100... gazillion percent height. So, you know, you can't expect to keep squeezing people like this. You can't expect to keep doing the things that they're doing on the left with the FBI doing them. They are not upholding the law, so let's knock that off hard and fast. But when do you start? When do we get to the point where the civil disobedience is so tough? You got to show the Democrats you're tired of it. You're done with it. And stop trying to change the mind of those, you know, hardcore, lifelong Democrats who kind of see no evil. You know what I mean? So it's not going to work. Not going to help. All you're going to do is get frustrated and mad. But let's talk about how devious and nasty they are, okay? In Wyoming, the Democrats are disappearing. There's more and more Republicans being registered every day in Wyoming. You know why? Come on, some of you guys are smarter than this. Yeah, that's right. Because they're crossing over to vote for Liz Cheney. And this is, it's not a secret. They're not doing it behind closed doors. They're open about it. When you go interview some of these people, many Wyoming Democrats will tell you openly they're switching parties on August 16 to cast ballots for Cheney in her Republican Party primary. Now, University of Wyoming, on July 25th to August 6th, survey of 562 likely primary voters indicated that Hagman leads Cheney by nearly 30%, and 50% to 28%, with 41% saying they are voting more against Cheney than for Hagman. Now, unless Cheney has a stealth reservoir of support, quiet Republicans, as she called them recently, there aren't enough. There aren't enough Democrats anyway to make the switch. Now, anyway you cut this, math confirms that the polls that show a very narrow path to a third term for Cheney. She's enraged many Wyoming Republicans. You know, it's not just to impeach President Trump. It's the thing she says and what she believes to be truth. Totally 180 degrees against the Constitution. She doesn't seem to care. She knows that that committee she's on is a farce. She knows it. She knows that legally it's supposed to be chosen by both sides. It wasn't chosen by both sides. Pelosi is the one that decided who's going to represent the Republicans. If she was a real Republican, she would have looked at Pelosi and said, sorry, even though I am on your side from a standpoint of who I believe did this, this is not the right way to do it. This is not going to help. But she didn't. She jumped right on it. She saw it as a way to magnify herself. And a sickness like the Democrats, if she actually really believed that all these people were on her side. And she is wrong. She is extremely wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Be back in a minute. We'll see what Kimberly Wren has to say about all this when we return.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
one. That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's the whole idea here. Here. Wow, I must be tired. There's the Boston coming out. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. Let me bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me as well. And Kimberly, you enjoying the August New England weather?
Oh, it's beautiful out today.
Really?
It's great. Yeah.
It wasn't even bad yesterday either. Last week, that's a different ballgame. That was a different story.
We were like 100 and some odd degrees. Every single day, we've been over 100 degrees. It's not California. It's usually not like this, you know? Irritating as heck. Stupid.
But do you have humidity, too?
Oh, of course we do.
Oh. That's the killer. It's not the heat so much as the humidity.
I totally agree with you. Hey, listen, you know what? This is such a mafia move, okay? Which is why I say Democrats are thugs. You heard about in Wyoming, apparently Democrats are disappearing off the voter rolls.
And yet,
did you hear about this?
No, I haven't, but let me guess. Are they switching to the Republican Party for the primary?
Yes, they are.
And yeah, shocker.
They're open about it. They're saying it right out in the open. We're going to vote for Liz to make sure she gets another shot at this. And that kind of thing. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, that's a cool little trick there.
She asked them to vote. She told Liz Cheney herself, scumbag that she is, told Democrats, you know, you could switch and vote for me in the primary. Of course, the same people aren't going to vote for her in the general, but, you know, she's a moron, so.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, she told them to do that.
Well, I was talking about this a few minutes ago, and I said, look, it's not a matter. I don't care what you think or what you believe or, you know, you're mad at me, mad at whoever. I don't really care. But it's not a matter of simply not voting for her because she tried to impeach the president. Let's go further with it. She has no clues to what the Constitution says. She doesn't really care about what's going on or how she's being played. And if she had a shred of integrity, whether she hated or loved Trump or whatever it is, if she had one shred of integrity, she would have said, you know, Nancy, this isn't right. This isn't the right way to do this. You're not supposed to choose for the Republicans.
Yep.
So I'm not going to be able to do this.
But
right?
you made the key words. You would have to have a shred of integrity.
No, okay.
You know, look at the two scumbags that Nancy Pelosi picked to be on that committee.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible. And people don't realize, you know, they think we very much dislike, Cheney just because of who she is. And that's not it. She has no integrity. She doesn't really care what she's doing or what she's standing up for. And that's the part that irritates the rest of us. It has absolutely nothing to do, with some of the other things. And the fact that she voted to impeach the president, again, when are people actually going to start studying the Constitution?
Look, Wyoming has a great opportunity right now to get rid of Cheney's out of politics, at least for a term. We have that problem in New Hampshire. We have to get rid of Sununu's out. You know, you have the chance, Wyoming. Do it. Do it for at least one state.
Right. No, I totally agree with you. I think it's hilarious. As I was looking at the article and reading over the article, I was thinking, my God, that's genius. That is just genius.
Yeah, you know? She asked them to do that.
Well, now that part I didn't know.
A while back. Wow. You know, Democrats, you can vote for me in the primary. That's how she thinks she's going to possibly win the primary.
No, you can't. I haven't got time to explain it all, but if you look at the math, not going to work. She can't make it.
No matter
what
she
does, she can't make it happen.
Is it? No, it's tomorrow night, right? Yeah
tomorrow night. Yep.
I am going to be watching that one because
Say bye-bye to Liz tomorrow night, you know?
Yeah, I really hope that's the way it goes because she's an awful person in general. And she doesn't have principles or integrity like she likes to claim she does. Just because Democrats tell you do doesn't mean you do, honey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No kidding. I mean, go ahead.
No, wait. I got to tell you this. You know me. I don't watch TV, but once in a while I'll plop on the sofa and whatever my husband's watching, I'll watch. Whatever. I'm on my phone usually. All of a sudden a commercial comes on and it's Dick Cheney bashing Trump. Bashing Trump and talking about how he's voting for Liz. And I'm like, I'm in New Hampshire, dude. I don't give a flying you-know-what, number one. And I want your warmongering behind out, too.
That's hilarious.
Bye, bye-bye.
No, it's really interesting. The hate for Trump, right? I mean, not that I'm surprised by it by any stretch, but just the mere fact, I mean, think about it. The hate for him is amazing.
It's really kind of disturbing, to be honest with you.
Thank you.
And all they do is keep talking about him and talking about him. And it's like, can we move on? And it's literally a distraction from what's really going on,
yeah.
Is what it is.
Well, it is. And then you look at exactly what's going down. I don't know if you heard about it or saw it, or you see they took his passports away from him. I'm thinking.
I heard. Is that really true? I didn't get to verify it.
I've been checking it before we came on the show, so I wouldn't start talking about it in total ignorance. And yeah, I mean, from what I'm seeing, everything I'm seeing, it's not just in one spot.
Wow.
They confiscated. Like, they don't have a right to do that. He has not committed a crime. He has not, you know, been not only discharged with a crime. He hasn't been found guilty of anything. Again, are we still living in America? What the heck is going on here?
It doesn't seem like we are. It seems like we got the Stasi running the country, a.k.a. the FBI.
They don't care.
They flat
out don't care.
No, they really don't. Because people are stupid and they just think, oh, yeah, it's about time. We get him. Dude, he's got to do something wrong. When he does, hey, yeah, he should pay the price like everybody else.
Unlike them. That's us. We do that all the time, right? If somebody's off, somebody's wrong, you and I both do. It's like he should go to jail. I don't care if Republican, whatever. He should go. He or she should go to jail.
Right.
And where was Hunter Biden this weekend?
He was flying on Air Force One. Oh, my God. Wait. Hunter Biden's bad enough, right? He committed felonies. God only knows what other crimes he committed for his father or in the name of his father. But did you see what Joe Biden was wearing this weekend?
Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Just hang tight. And while you talk about this, the other side of the break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline. I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today marks 1 year since the Taliban took over Kabul. On August 15th of 2021, the Taliban moved through Afghanistan's capital, following the country's government collapse. Heather Barr is the Associate Director of Women's Rights for Human Rights Watch. She tells CNN it's very brave to see women out protesting for their rights against the Taliban.
It's unbelievably dangerous. There is no one on this planet that is braver than those women right now. And the fact that they are out on the streets protesting after the abuses that other women have endured from the hands of the Taliban after having engaged in protests themselves is probably a sign not only of their courage, but of their feeling that their rights have been stripped away so much that they have nothing left to lose.
The president with nothing on his public schedule today. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Let me just bring her on. Kimberly Moran joins me as she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. Love poking her and getting her blood pressure up. It's always a lot of fun to do. Well, these days it's easy, you have to admit, right?
Yeah, it's pathetic. Yeah.
So, you know, we just talked about the Liz Cheney thing where she's actually asked people to, you know, register as a Republican so they can vote for her in the primary and knock out the other person because she knows she's done. She knows she's toast, right?
Yeah.
So, and you know, and then I started to tell you before the break or just at the end of the break that Gascon beat the recall, but he didn't really. He beat the recall from a standpoint that they got almost 700,000. I'm giving you rounded numbers here, right? So they got almost 700,000 signatures. They only needed 585,000. They were able to say that so many signatures didn't pass the signature verification test. You know what? I had guys down at the county offices watching when they were recounting some of the signatures didn't match at all, and they let them through. So all of a sudden, they're scrutinizing these signatures on a recall.
All of a sudden, because all of a sudden it matters.
What's that?
Right? Yeah, all of a sudden it matters. Anybody can vote in anything and do anything at any other time except for this. But didn't they still have enough signatures?
No, they convenient. You ready for this one? You're going to love this. They conveniently came up 40,000 shy.
Oh.
Okay.
Conveniently.
You know, when you're that many ahead, everybody's kind of sitting back and going, eh, okay, you know, some people did vote twice, you know, to do so. And I get that. See, unlike them, I'm like, okay, if they truly had two signatures, take one away. That makes sense.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right, right. We're all on that board. But not them. Not them. They would go, nope, yeah, you can't prove the same person. Go ahead and let it through. God,
wow.
It's just so irritating. But to can it by that many.
Yep.
Just beyond
frustrating.
After all that work.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And they know that people will have a hard time coming back at it again or even signing again at this point.
That's why when you do this kind of thing, it has to be perfect. And it has to be perfectly done and perfectly, executed. Because you know they're going to try to screw you no matter what.
That's true. That's extremely true.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel bad for the people that are out there busting hump.
Oh yeah.
You know, because the rank and file out there don't really. I don't want to sound like we're smarter than them, but they really don't understand it like we do. They really don't understand what it takes. I'll tell you what I am seeing that I'm like in love with. I don't know if you saw this too, where they have they're doing tailgate parties at the drop off boxes. Have you seen that?
Oh, my gosh, I just saw that yesterday, yes. I love that idea.
Oh, it's great. And the one group said that you know, they were there and some guy, you know, pulled up and they just started talking and conversing and he got back in his car and left. Like, yes, that's the way it should be.
Well, are they going to, they can do that, right? Like, I wouldn't be surprised if someone tries to stop them, right?
Oh, no question about it. You know that's going to happen at some point in time.
Because...
Right? But they're not doing anything. Remember, I would use the new Black Panther defense and say, hey, Eric Holder said it was fine. They weren't doing anything wrong.
Right? Exactly. Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
Which I think is brilliant because that's what we should have done in 2020.
Yeah, there's absolutely no reason for us to be afraid. And that's what bothers me. There's a lot of people that are afraid to do anything. They're afraid of what's going to happen to them.
Yeah.
We've got to be willing to have a problem. We've got to be willing to get arrested. We've got to be willing to be drugged through this, or nothing is ever going to change, is it?
Unfortunately, that's the case. However, there are just way too many people who don't want to do it. They can't afford to possibly lose their livelihood. And I get that. I totally understand it. Because then the left screws you any chance they get.
So let me ask you then. I mean, seriously, because you and I have had this conversation before. How do we win then? If we're not willing to give up what our founding fathers would give up, how do we win?
We don't.
Oh, thank you. Plain and simple, I feel much better now.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you just gotta be honest with people. You're either going to have to step it up, or you give up everything.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter. You know what I mean? It won't even matter at that point.
No, and part of the irritation, you and I've talked about this too. I told you I was going to pull out of the school board race because my attitude was I'm tired of fighting it myself.
Yeah.
I'm tired of feeling like I'm the only guy out there. You know.
Right.
And that's it. It's a lonely place to be.
Yeah, it is. Well, it is because you're literally fighting by yourself, and there's no one to support you or back you up or help you.
And the biggest irritant is all these people who say, yeah, I'm behind you. Yeah, we're doing the right thing. Okay, let's go get them. Let's do it. And then they're nowhere to be found.
Right. They don't show up when they say they're going to. Oh, yeah. Yep. Common occurrence in politics.
No, and you've got to make the commitment. Look, I got a great wife. When she knew what we were going to have to go through with the Katie Hill thing and a few other things, I said, you know, I publish this, I do this, I do this story. I don't know where we're going to end up. And she said, you know, you got to do what the right thing to do is. You can't just back off because you're afraid. And she's right. But we have the ability. We don't have a paycheck from somebody else coming in.
Right.
We have the ability to make money or you know, try to make money on our own kind of thing.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and some people don't have that, unfortunately. So that's part of it, you know?
Well, maybe if we started supporting each other more. Maybe if we started, you know, like I said, you got these people that are working in Hollywood, right? They're working for people who hate their guts for all intents and purposes. And here you have conservatives. I've talked to plenty of conservatives. You know, I think it's really funny. Evan Sayet does I got to pull it up one of these days. He does a whole skit around the fact that in Hollywood, these people get rich playing somebody who does nothing. They don't do anything. They're falsely playing something, and whenever you have to actually do something, they call in stuntmen, and the stuntmen do it for them. And the funny thing about the stuntmen is 99% of the stuntmen are conservatives.
Right? Oh, that's funny.
He brings up a good point. He says, look, the guys that are doing all the work, you know, for the money they're making are conservatives. The guys that are doing nothing, looking at the other guys that do the work, are making millions.
Right. Ugh. Figures, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can expect
it. Yep.
I don't know. Let me see. What else is going on out there? I know Massachusetts was in the news recently, but I can't remember what for. I'll have to look that up.
Probably something stupid.
Yeah, oh, extremely stupid.
I just saw something. Boston Children's Hospital is now going to allow children to get hysterectomies.
What?
Little girls. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Children's Hospital. Hang on, let me look for it again. I'm not kidding.
God needs just to strike us down now. What's he waiting for? I mean, you're talking about even when older women have hysterectomies, they have all kinds of problems afterward. They need, you know, drugs to help them balance off their hormones. And now you're going to take this away from little girls? Really?
Okay, so a fact check thing, which we know how that is, says they don't provide hysterectomies to patients under 18. But there was a person from Boston Children's Hospital that was saying that they do.
Yeah.
So, they scrubbed videos saying that they did it. Yeah. You know how that works. You know how that works.
Yeah.
Because they outraged. People were outraged. Like, how could you even think about doing that? That's absolutely abuse.
These people are just great. They drive me nuts. Now, we can beat this whole thing with the FBI. We can beat it up big time. You know, and everybody else is doing it. But Trump came out and said something. I know. Look, they're going to take it the wrong way. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break.
Uh-oh.
But he's talking about the anger that is welling up in most Americans. And it's not going to turn out well. They're all going to say he's asking for violence. Anyway, we'll talk more about that inside the break. So, to your host, don't go far.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call?
That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Come to your host. Always a pleasure. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Let me bring her back in. Kimberly Wren joins me. She does every week. Love talking about the issues of the day and or the stuff they try to hide from us over the week. I love it when they start talking about this stuff late Friday afternoon, and it just kind of simmers all week and then fizzles out on Sunday night. Nobody wants to talk about it anymore.
Right.
At that point, it's old news, you know? So Trump came out and he was talking a little bit to a group of people, and he was talking somewhat about this. There's a great simmering of anger among American people. Now, I understand what he's saying. I agree with what he's saying. But I'll bet you, a lunch someplace, that they will take this, if anything happens, any violence from that point on, they will take this and say, see, he's doing it again. He's calling these people out to create violence or to be violent in the light of what's going down. And they're just so out of touch. I know you agree with me, the Democrats. They're just so out of touch. They really don't get how mad the American people as a whole are, do they?
They have no idea what's going on. They don't realize how angry people were from what they did to us for COVID. Has nothing even to do with Trump. That just added on, I'm sure, to some people. But they need to, they have no idea how angry, because they destroyed people's lives. They literally killed people because of COVID and the vaccines. They think people are angry over Trump. No, it's not so much to do with him as it is everything else. A huge combination.
Yep, I agree with you.
We the people are sick and tired of it being the government against us. Because that's what it really is. That's why they have us all divided and chaos and chaotic, on the ground, so to speak. Because if we all united, if Americans all united against the political class, they'd be done. Over and done and out. But we won't, because they keep us divided on purpose.
You know, when you look at this, when you look at the mad, how mad people are and why, you can break it down into a bunch of different groups. You look at the Hispanic community are mad at the government for allowing this Hispanic community to come over the border the way they are with no security, yeah. No anything else. So it's not just one. It's not just one issue. And I love the buses that are going all across the country. I don't know if you heard about it, but there were a bunch of immigrants that stormed a bus and got out in Tennessee instead of New York. So they're going to have to put some armed guards on those buses to make sure that they get to their destination, you know?
Yeah, no, sorry. We're sending you to the sanctuary cities. Yeah. Sorry.
We're sending you to where you can get some help.
Think about it. Think about this just for one second. We have an invasion on our border, and that's what it is. It's Biden's invasion.
Yep.
He has created this problem, and these people are coming across. They're mostly single young males.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly.
I saw that.
And taxpayer dollars is what's funding these people when they get here. Federal taxpayer dollars is given to NGOs and all these non-government organizations to help these people. We have a huge housing problem in this country. Where the hell are these people goddamn going? I mean, seriously. Yep. Now they're talking about putting them up in hotels. Americans are suffering. Americans are suffering. But yet, Biden's allowing illegals to just walk over the border like there's no tomorrow.
Yep.
And you see these people, they're not dirty and desperate from these long trips. They're all refreshed and just coming across. Okay, hi, I'm here for my asylum, and I know that means I'm going to sleep and never come back.
Their Apple phone is well charged, right?
Yep.
Not forget the earbuds. I wonder if there's a truck following them that, is charging all these things for them. Oh, they probably have all these solar panels that's doing it for them, huh?
Yeah, no, exactly. My dogs are really causing right now. My dogs are causing absolute chaos. I'm sorry. They probably do. But you know there was organizers, right, of this stuff before?
Yeah.
There was organizers and they get these people over here. I mean, I'm sorry, but a lot of these people are flying from other countries to South America so they can get to North America.
Right.
They're not taking boats. They're not taking, like a lot of people who used to come from Cuba and other places. They would take really dangerous part-time trips.
How are the Haitians getting over?
Right?
Do we build a bridge that I don't know about? I mean, seriously.
No, someone's paying for plane tickets for them because Haiti is one of the poorest countries in the world. No thanks to the Clintons.
Yeah, I was going to say, aren't they now doing really well because the Clintons have that they're still protesting around the Clinton Foundation building in New York.
Okay? Really?
Yeah, and people don't realize they're asking for an audit. The protest is all about wanting the Clintons to be audited or the Clinton Foundation to be audited because they didn't get anywhere near a very small percentage of the money that was put together for the, you know, the Haitian, what is it, the earthquake relief fund kind of thing.
Oh, right. I remember that. Yeah. And they're still protesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. There was pictures of it just about 2 or 3 months ago that they were still out there saying, hey, why can't we get an audit? What are you hiding? Why are you doing this?
Right.
So I find it, I'm sorry, but I find it all amusing. Look, you look at the damage that BLM did, Antifa and the rest, and nothing happened.
Cares.
I mean, nothing, virtually nothing happened to any of these people.
Literally nothing.
Right. Now, when if something else happens, you know, we were talking about this on the show last week with a couple of guests. I said, look, they've tried everything. If they can't nail him on this, what's next? Assassination?
Right.
What's next? I mean, seriously, does it go the way of Jimmy Hoffa?
You can't put it past them. It's seriously a huge distraction on all the bad things going on that the Biden administration is doing. No one's talking about, hardly anybody's, I shouldn't say no one, hardly anyone's talking about the fact that we still have high inflation, we're still paying higher prices for everything, people still can't afford gas, can't afford rent, everything's going up. Wait till heating oil costs come in.
Down.
And nobody's telling they're not telling the truth about the legislation that they're passing.
Nope.
They're lying straight to your faces.
But that's
like
nothing
they
new.
Always do.
Yeah, that's
no, Democrats
new.
Always do. But they have to distract because more people, I think, are paying attention to what's actually going on because they want to know the truth.
Right. No, it's nuts watching what's happening there. Look, and then the one final point on some of these issues is the Espionage Act criminalizes both taking classified documents and the leaking of classified documents. And here's the funny thing about it. What did Hillary Clinton do?
Wait a minute. The FBI leaked classified documents. James Comey did.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
And denied it 240 some odd times.
Yeah, he lied to Congress. Oh, wait, isn't that a crime?
But when you talk about, like I said, the Espionage Act criminalizes both the taking of classified documents and the leaking of. When you think about it, Hillary Clinton's email server that was in her bathroom or whatever, said that was like one of the most egregious federal crimes you could have. They argue the point as to what was classified, what wasn't. How do you know it's classified? If it wasn't stamped as classified, how do you stamp something classified when it's sitting in somebody's email? I mean, round and round and round. And I said, I got one of my lefty friends mad. I said, you do understand that the final authority on classification is the president.
Right.
If he says this, we're going to declassify this, it's declassified. End of discussion.
Right.
So if he has them in his possession, is he guilty of taking documents? Because he maintains his classification until the day he dies.
Right. Oh, that's funny.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
You know as well as I do, they would use all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They would use every one of these twists for Obama or whoever.
Right.
But when it comes to Trump, they want him gone so bad. This is what they're doing.
Right. Unbelievable.
And they wonder why we don't trust them.
I don't trust any of them.
You know,
that's why we all have to unite and get together, because it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, but you know, it's really funny. In talking to people now, that even after everything's going on, these were guys that I thought were Trump supporters, not lovers, but supporters. They're all like, yeah, I don't know. He'd have to tone it down. I said, wait a minute. You would vote for somebody other than, if it was just Trump, you would vote for somebody other than Trump because you don't like the way he speaks? You love what's going on right now?
Yeah.
I mean, they make me nuts.
I don't know what's going to happen. They're so obsessed with Trump. We have way more important things to be talking about than freaking Trump right now. Sorry, January 6th, apparently nobody's watching it. Nobody cares.
All right, where do they find you, Indy?
BrannonCrock.com and ConservativeIndy on Twitter.
All right, great. Catch you next week. Joe Mazzini, your host, got me for the next hour. Come on back.